Friends, a very happy Sunday to everyone. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, my name is Father Greg Gerhardt, and I'm the new vocation director for the diocese. So it's my privilege to be able to go throughout all of the dioceses, visiting the parishes and promoting vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And it's a great joy to be with you this morning. Well, I certainly wish that we could meet each other under normal circumstances, right? All the precautions that we're taking in order to mitigate the risk of spreading COVID-19 have made the Sunday experience a bit strange. Wish I could see all of your smiling faces, for example, right? But as much as that is true, as much as I wish we could meet each other under normal circumstances, I'm also aware that the pandemic through which we're living makes the message that I have to share with you this morning all the more timely and all the more relevant. And that message is a calling to follow the Lord Jesus into life. A beautiful reading that we had in the gospel today, the raising of Lazarus, it truly happened. He brought Lazarus back from the dead, and yet he wants to do something even more spectacular for you and for me. He wants to bring us life and life to the full. He wants to bring our hearts to rest. Not a rest that's a type of sleep or even a type of death, but a rest of finding the one that we actually seek, the one who is worth the gift of our whole life. I'll share with you some of my favorite passages from Scripture. Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Come to me, that's the call. But why? I will give you rest. This is not a rest in death or a rest in sleep, but a rest that satisfies our hearts. Listen to him speak the same message from the Gospel of John. "I came that they might have life and have it to the full." Jesus' desire for our good, to bring our hearts to rest, to give us life and life to the full, is what motivated every single word that he spoke, every single miracle that he worked, and every single drop of blood that he shed. He is the good shepherd that goes out and searches for us even when we have settled for things that leave our hearts restless, even when we have settled for sin and death. St. Augustine perhaps said it better than anyone else in our tradition when he said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Jesus desires to give us life and life to the full. He desires to bring our hearts to rest with the gift of his very life. "This is my body, this is my blood, which is for you. I came that you might have my life and have it to the full." When we experience that, when we receive the love and mercy and life of the Lord, it is even more dramatic than being brought back from the dead. Lazarus still had the burial bands wrapped around him, and he would die again, at least in terms of this natural death. But when we have faith in the Lord, when we receive his grace and his life, we are raised to a life that is greater than what we can experience on earth. The life of heaven already begun on earth. Friends, the calling to follow the Lord Jesus is a calling to settle for nothing less than what our hearts desire. It is to receive his desire for us, that we might have his life and life to the full. And for some of you, that calling to follow him and settle for nothing less than your heart's desire, nothing less than life to the full, may lead to the priesthood. For some of you, it may lead to religious life. I've been a priest for almost 5 years now, but I first heard my calling to the priesthood when I was 14 years old. I went to a summer camp, a Catholic summer camp called the Pines, and I had an absolute blast. We played lots of games, we sang lots of songs, we also studied the Bible, we also prayed. And towards the end of that week, my counselors encouraged me to do something that I had never done before. Encouraged me to pray in silence. Now, I grew up Catholic, so I certainly knew my prayers and said my prayers, but I don't think at that point in my life I'd ever prayed to the Lord from my heart in silence. It was only 5 minutes, but in those 5 minutes, the Holy Spirit came over me and gave me a deep peace, a great joy, and a burning desire to give him my whole life. I felt called to be a priest. And that calling remained. That calling remained for all 4 years of high school. It remained for all 4 years of college. It remained even when I wanted it to go away. It remained. But I didn't have the courage to answer it. And there I was in my senior year of college, speaking with my spiritual director, telling him, I just don't have the clarity that I would like in order to enter seminary. And he began to say, well, it's probably time for you to start looking for jobs. You're about to graduate. And as he was giving me this advice, I interrupted him and I said, when I think of growing in holiness and when I think of picking up my cross and following Christ, I think of the priesthood. And again, just like at the Pines, the Holy Spirit came over me. I walked into that room terrified and I walked out fearless. He gave me a deep peace, a great joy, and a burning desire to give him my whole life. I felt called to be a priest. And so I entered seminary after I graduated, and thanks be to God that I did, because these 5 years of being a priest have made it abundantly clear to me that this has been his plan for me for all eternity, that this is what he created me for, that this is how he wanted me to receive life to the full. He created me to be a good shepherd. He created me to give mercy in the confessional, life to the full in the Eucharist. He created me to give the greatest gift imaginable, the gift of God himself. This is my body, this is my blood, which is for you. When I, as a priest, say those words, Jesus fulfills his promise to each one of us. I came that they might have life and have it to the full. Something even greater than the raising of Lazarus happens every single time a priest celebrates Mass. He gives us his own life. This is what he has wanted for me from all eternity. And the question is, my brothers, might it be what he wants for you? Might he want you to be a priest? My sisters, might he want you to be a religious sister, to be his bride, to experience heaven already on earth? As if it is, then do not be afraid. He wants nothing from you. He wants everything for you. He wants life to the full for you. And if this is what he is calling you to, it's because that's the way he wants you to receive life to the full. And nothing less will satisfy. So friends, have courage. Open your heart to the Lord. Listen to his voice and follow wherever he leads. Now moms and dads, I want to say a word to you as well. I want to encourage you to be open to the will of God for your son and daughter. I want to share with you a story. It's a beautiful tradition of the gifts that a priest gives to his mom and dad on the day of his ordination. So when I was ordained a priest, I gave these gifts to my mom and dad. To mom, the priest gives what's called a maniturgium. This is the cloth that's used to catch the sacred chrism that's put on the hands of a priest when they are consecrated. So when Bishop Vasquez consecrated my hands with the Holy Chrism, this maniturgium was wrapped around them. And to my mom, I gave that maniturgium. And to my dad, I gave the confessional stole with which I heard my first confession. So this tradition of giving gifts along with the custom of being buried with them. So when my mom and dad pass away, they'll be holding the maniturgium and holding the stole in their hands. This tradition and this custom has led to a pious story that I want to share with you. It goes like this. When the mom and a dad of a priest pass away and go to their final judgment, the Heavenly Father will say to them, I gave you my only begotten son. What have you given to my church? And they will show the maniturgium and show the stole and say, we too gave you our son. Now, when I told that story on the day of my ordination, I started to cry. I started to cry tears of joy and gratitude for all the ways that my mom and dad have supported me. I wouldn't be able to be here laying down my life in service for the church had I not seen it done every single day at home. Mom and dad laying down their lives in love and service for one another, living out their vocation. So mom and dads, I want to encourage you to be open to the will of God for your son and your daughter. There might not be anything more important than your support for them to be able to hear the voice of God and follow wherever he leads. And if that brings about a bit of worry about whether your son or daughter will be happy, I just want to say you're in good company. My mom and dad were also worried when I first told them that I wanted to be a priest. And I think that means that they're a good mom and dad. They want to make sure that I'm happy. When they seen the happiness that I had in seminary, especially the happiness that I have as a priest, their worries have been put to rest. It's a great joy and blessing to be able to receive the bread of life from the one that they gave bread and life to in the first place. So moms and dads, I encourage you to please be open and supportive to the will of God for your son and daughter. And finally, a word to all of the parish. I want to ask you to pray for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest." He's asking us to pray for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. And when we pray for these vocations, it's not as if God doesn't know. It's not as if we're going to change his mind. It's not as if he needs our prayers. He's all powerful. If we look to the way that he works in salvation history, we see that he delights in our help. Right? Did he need the help of Mary to become man and save the world? And the answer is no. He's all powerful. But that's not how he wanted to do it. He wanted to become man and save the world with the yes of Mary. And the same is true for vocations. Could he call men to his altar to be his priest? Could he call women to religious life to be his bride without our prayers, without our help? The answer is yes. But that's not how he wants to do it. He wants to call men to his altar to be his priest. He wants to call women to religious life to be his bride because we have asked. He wants to do it with our help. And when we add this intention to our daily prayers, we are like Mary. We are allowing God to accomplish his will exactly in the way that he wants to. So friends, please add this to your daily intentions. Say yes to the will of God so that he might accomplish his will exactly in the way that he wants to. And friends, we're about to turn to the liturgy of the Eucharist, about to receive a greater miracle than even what happened in today's gospel with the raising of Lazarus. He's going to give us his life, not just our natural life. He's going to give us his life, the very life of God given for the likes of men. So let us open our hearts to receive that life. Let us open our ears to hear his voice. Receive the grace that we need to follow wherever he leads, trusting that he wants nothing from us and everything for us. He wants life to the full for us.